come in. Who's next, Mrs. Cooper?
No more appointments till 12, Doctor, but a gentleman to see you, if you're free. His card.
Ask the gentleman to step in.
Yes, Doctor. Please go in, sir.
Good morning, Watson.
Holmes.
May I?
Of course.
Thank you. Impressive setup. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I see you number the junior minister for overseas trade among your patients.
Holmes, my patient list is highly confidential.
Well, the same can't be said for the ashtray in your waiting room.
Thank the Lord all my patients aren't like you.
Oh, my dear Watson, your health would never stand it. I've come to apologize.
I know you have.
So?
If you wanted my help again, you'd have sent a note.
Could have been too urgent for that.
Then you'd have telephoned. Or at the very least, not spent several minutes complimenting me on my consulting room and showing off your knowledge of handmade cigarette ends. I accept your apology, of course.
Thank you.
And I offer you one of my own. There was no need for me to fly off the handle like that. God knows I should be used to you by now.
Too used. Apology accepted.
Thank you. Now sit down, for goodness sake. You're giving me a pain in the neck. How was the concert?
I'm afraid the lady's somewhat past her best.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, every now and then there were glimpses of the old magic with the fire gone.
What?
She should have bowed out when she was still at her peak. Are you free to come round this afternoon?
I can be.
I've sent for Mr. Amberley.
So, it was Lestrade who sent him on to you?
Yes.
What was he doing handling such a minor case?
If I could explain the workings of Scotland Yard, I'd descend into my dirtage a happy man.
Not yet, I hope. Happy or otherwise.
Oh, here.
Oh, thank you.
Another slice of cake?
Well, no, better not.
Just as you like. Anyway, friend Lestrade passed on the comments from Amberley's local force. Our client has the reputation of being a miser, as you picked up.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone so far as miser. I just said he was careful with his money.
Yes, he's also known as a harsh and exacting husband. According to Lestrade, the local man McKinnon was amazed that Mrs. Amberley hadn't taken herself off ages ago.
Well, I must admit, he didn't strike me as being particularly prepossessing. Did you find out anything about this Dr. Ernest? Or do you still want me to turn on the charm with the local barmaid?
No, I think I can spare you that after all. Our luckless client. This really is excellent cake. Well, everything confirms his story.
Did you have reason to doubt it?
Well, Ernest quite definitely played chess with Amberley and very probably played a fool with his wife. Good luck to the pair of them, was the Lestrade's attitude.
Really? Well, what about the theft of the money?
Well, he didn't actually say it out loud. Well, yes, the money's a complication.
How successful is this, Dr. Ernest?
Oh, bravo, Watson. You dispel the fog and provide a clear view of the vital question. Successful enough not to need Amberley's little hoard, evidently. Oh, come in, Mrs. Hudson.
Mr. Amberley, gentlemen. Please go in, sir.
Thank you, madam.
Come in, Mr. Amberley. A slice of cake?
What? No, sir. No, thank you. I've had a telegram, Mr. Holmes.
Indeed.
But I can make nothing of it. Here.
The doctor does these things with a lot more style.
May I, Mr. Amberley?
I suppose so.
I have important information concerning your recent loss. Come at once without fail. Elman the Vicarage. Dispatched at 2:10 today from Little Purlington.
Little Purlington in Essex, I believe, not far from Frinton.
Frinton? What can someone in Frinton know of my affairs?
Well, he's evidently a responsible person. Vicar of the place. Yes, here we are. J. C. Ullman, M. A. Mossmore, come Little Purlington. Good old Crockford. Never lets me down.
But it's perfectly absurd.
No. Clearly we've come to a crisis in the affair. Yes. Look at the trains, Watson. Here.
Oh, well, of course. Mr. Holmes.
He wouldn't have telegraphed you if he didn't know something.
But what can he possibly know?
You must start at once.
A waste of time and money. But if you advise it, I suppose I must.
There's a train in 20 minutes.
Excellent. You can go with him.